This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. As, again, we kick off hour number two with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And we started in the last hour, then got a barrage of phone calls, which is always fun. We like that here on Free Talk Live. We started the last hour story from TheGuardian.com about, and these guys are, you know, pretty well researched. The Guardian, I would say, is one of the more reputable British newspapers. Anyway, they are reporting on...
It's funny that you have to say that.
They are reporting on the Brexit, the vote that happened a couple days ago now in Great Britain, where a majority of people did vote to leave the European Union.
And now, a majority of the people did vote. I believe the number is
right,
like 72%.
Yeah,
and I assume that's registered to vote.
I believe you're correct.
Because they never tell you the amount of people and then give that as far as a vote goes.
Well, you could get that information. You could find out how the population, 18 plus
math.
of those countries, and then figure out how many of those people are registered, etc. Anyway,
but it's, you know, just speaking for the people who are always advocating to not vote, and there's, you know,
you don't speak for those people.
They are legion. No, I disagree with them entirely. But the point that should be made here is that not voting has won just about every one of those of these elections because so many people just aren't registered or whatever. So,
right, a lot of people aren't
counting
registered.
The people.
But it's hard to tell who's not registered because they're not eligible versus who just doesn't register.
Yeah,
that's true. You can general. I mean, obviously, you exclude felons in some states, but in other states you don't. And then there are pretty much anyone over 18 is qualified to be registered to vote, with very few exceptions. Obviously, accepting immigrants and felons, but a lot of those immigrants probably aren't counted on some of the populations. Anyway, without getting into all that, let's get into more about what this means. Because even though the vote happened, it's not a done deal, meaning that the Great Britain is still in the EU for now, until apparently Article 50 can be triggered. Now, this is some EU text, Article 50. I don't know what the heck it's from. But some Lisbon Accord or something like that, I believe. The Lisbon Treaty, that's what it is. The Lisbon Treaty, Article 50, must be triggered apparently by the Prime Minister of Great Britain, David Cameron, but he is resigning his position, which, according to The Guardian, will buy Britain 3 months of breathing space. When the next Prime Minister comes in, then supposedly he or she will have to move ahead with this Article 50, but even then, there are going to be some ways to put this thing off, kick the can down the road. So let me continue the story. Even if the government is led by a couple of names, I don't know, Boris Johnson and Michael Gove, the new Prime Minister would probably want to take some time before giving notice to quit the EU. That's because Article 50 is a wasting asset with no emergency break. There's
nothing asset with that doesn't mean anything to me.
I don't know what that means. There is nothing in the Lisbon Treaty that allows a leaving state to change its mind and stop the process, although that result could no doubt be achieved by treaty amendment if the other 27 EU states agreed to support it. So saying that if every other state in the EU agrees that, well, we'll let you back out of this if you want to, then you could back out, or the state could back out once they begin the process of this Article 50.
Who signs contracts without exit clauses?
Countries, apparently.
What, I mean, you know, when did people... I just don't get it. Who would sign a contract that doesn't have an exit clause?
Well, but at the same time, it's not necessary... Well, the EU might be kind of an exception to this, but treaties aren't exactly enforceable as contracts. There's no, like, international court to go to. They either bomb you for violating it or they don't. So it kind of doesn't matter.
Well, there is an exit clause. It's this Article 50 or whatever, whenever they implement that. And so there, I saw another quote. I don't think it's in this story here, but I saw a quote from one of the heads of the EU who did say that this was the right of these, into, you know, the people in Great Britain to make this decision. So it sounds like the EU is going to honor this if Britain moves forward with the Article 50 pullout. So the writer here over at The Guardian, who is, let's see, who the hell wrote this? Joshua Rosenberg. He says, I would expect the UK's negotiations with Brussels ahead of an Article 50 notification to continue into next year. If there's a significantly better deal on offer, the new prime minister might choose to put it to the people. Not, I suspect, by holding another referendum, but by calling an early general election. The Fixed-Term Parliaments Act of 2011 allows for this in two possible ways. One would require the support of two-thirds of the House of Commons. The other can be done by passing a vote of confidence on a simple majority. But this method includes a cooling-off period of 14 days to allow time for a new government to be formed and to win MPs' support. Article 50 says that a member state may, quote, decide to withdraw from the EU in accordance with its own constitutional requirements, unquote. Those requirements are, of course, a matter for the UK. But exactly what they are, in the absence of a codified constitution, must be open to doubt. Now, what does that mean, in the absence of a codified constitution? Does Great Britain not have a constitution?
I don't think they do, no.
I wouldn't expect them to.
Interesting. So there is no... There's like no actual roadmap here.
Well, a constitution is basically something that's intended to hold the government to account. Governments tend to not like that, so they avoid the constitutions as best they can.
Well, and Britain's kind of older than that anyway.
Yeah, but they switched over from a monarchy, or at least you know, much more of a monarchy than to what they have these days around World War I.
Before the referendum result was declared, most members of parliament had opposed the Brexit. Some of them will now feel it's their duty to give effect to the majority decision of the voters, but since it will be at least 3 months, and possibly a lot longer, before the new prime minister is in a position to trigger Article 50, my own view is the government will require at the very least a majority vote in the House of Commons before proceeding. One might have argued that a kamikaze prime minister could have triggered Article 50 immediately after the referendum result was declared, using his prerogative powers. Those powers are used to sign treaties, but not, I would argue, to put them into effect in the UK. In any event, there's a growing constitutional convention that prerogative powers are subject to parliamentary approval, as we saw with the Commons vote in August 2013 against airstrikes on Syria. There's been some talk of enacting UK legislation ahead of the Article 50 process with the aim of limiting the powers of the EU or its Court of Justice, but that would put the UK in breach of its treaty obligations under international law, and there's every chance that such a move would be blocked in Parliament. Article 50 is sometimes described as a two-year process.
Jeez.
That is an oversimplification. The 2 years...
2 years.
Huh. Yeah. The 2 years do not include the period leading up to a notification, which could easily be a year or more. The negotiations can continue for more than 2 years with the agreement of all the other EU states, and it would be open to the UK and the EU to agree on a date for withdrawal that is earlier than 2 years after the triggered date, or indeed later. So this could take quite a long time.
Well, politics is boring.
My fear here is that they're using this as like a leveraging strategy, that they want something that they're not getting.
Who's they?
Britain.
Okay. They want something from the EU?
Yeah, that they're not getting, and I don't know enough about them to know what that might be. But I don't know, just that a subsidiary government will be allowed to withdraw, I'm kind of not believing. And then they're saying it's going to take 2 years. So I don't know, I hope I'm wrong, but...
I'm confused. What are you saying that you don't believe?
My fear is that they're pretending like they're going to withdraw as a leveraging strategy.
Who's they in this case, though? This was voted on Britain.
The Britain government?
Isn't really a they. So, I mean, we're talking about citizens, right? The average citizen who voted for this. Yeah, in theory. Well, let's assume that this was a legit vote. And in the assumption of a legit vote, I'm not thinking your average Brit over there swilling bass and eating chips is thinking to themselves, you know what? We need to take a harder line in negotiations with Germany and France. And, you know, they're just saying, you know, crikey, or whatever the heck they're saying, you know, let's go ahead and get out of here. I think that there are people who are thinking like you. I would think like you in this circumstance, but I don't get to represent Britain.
When even if the elections are real, they still are things they can do to manipulate people or sway people's
sure.
opinions.
Well, they may just decide not to implement it. And then, you know, then people will have to kick the members of parliament out of office before they can get a parliament in there that will move ahead with the vote of the people. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting from D10E in San Francisco coming up next month, July 19th and the 20th. That's going to be coming up fast. D10E is a numeronym for decentralized. It's the first event of its kind, specifically focusing on exploring the innovative decentralizing ideas and technologies transforming the world and quickly. Now, Mark, I thought this was the fifth D10E.
Well, it's the first one in San Francisco.
Ah, okay, very good. D10E explores decentralization under four main pillars: blockchain, fintech, the sharing economy, future of work, and disruptive tech and culture. There's going to be some big speakers there, including John McAfee, the founder of McAfee Security and former libertarian presidential candidate, now working on the Vote Different initiative. Also, Andreas Antonopoulos, who we've had on this show in the past, great communicator, in my opinion. He's also a technologist, serial entrepreneur, and author of Mastering Bitcoin. Go take a look at their website, d10e.com. You'll see a couple few dozen of the speakers that they've already got lined up for July 19th and 20th. It's happening at the Marriott Marquis in San Francisco. Tickets are on sale now, and space is limited. You can use code FTL to get 10% off the price while the tickets last. It's d10e.com. Again, at Marriott Marquis in San Francisco, July 19th and 20th. We'll be broadcasting from the event and look forward to seeing you there. We're talking about the Brexit, Britain exiting from the European Union, the majority of voters, and a large number of people did vote, 72% turnout this week. The majority of them voted to leave the European Union. Now, what's that going to mean? Well, according to the analysis over at The Guardian, it could be a while. It's at the very least going to be likely a minimum of 3 months before the Article 50 that is necessary to trigger in some Lisbon Accords is triggered. And it could be even longer than that, because basically the prime minister is resigning, and so I guess that means he doesn't have to do anything while he waits to leave office. And then the next one is supposedly the one who is supposed to put forth the will of the voters into action. But, of course, members of parliament could stand in the way. They could draw out the process. They could refuse to vote for it, apparently, which could cause some real difficulty. That could upset some voters. That may result in those members of parliament being ejected from office. And who knows what sort of political wrangling is going to be required to make sure that this thing goes through.
Well, if they hadn't had made this vote so, just a 50-50 vote, then the politicians, to my mind, would have less of standing to sort of ignore it. At this point, you're talking about 70% of registered voters chose to come out and vote, and of them, 52% were for this. I personally am not of the opinion that, 52% of people should be able to tell 48% of people how they are supposed to live. In this case, I have sympathy for the Brexiters, but, that sympathy doesn't go beyond my belief that, of self-determination.
Well, but they're voting to eject one of the two ruling gangs. I think that Britain is the lowest, if there's local government. But, I mean, you have a few gangs, at least two, you're ejecting one of them, so, I mean, they're right in this case. It's not because they won, you're kicking one gang out of town.
Right. I mean, obviously, as a liberty-minded person, we generally support decentralization, but Mark, I think what, Mark, you're saying is that you don't like democracy to begin with, and so you don't like the idea of any majority forcing a minority in or out of a particular system.
Right.
I understand that. But unfortunately, that's the system that we've got. And so if we want to get rid of the state's influence in our lives, I agree with Melanie, you got to cut off as many of them as you possibly can. And that means using this awful system to try to reform itself from within. Otherwise, you only have violence. And that doesn't work really well.
I wouldn't say to recommend anyone not vote in this. What I would recommend is that they had set the vote up to be 60-40.
But then it probably wouldn't have worked.
Well, sorry. You need to get more people on board.
Well, I say, I don't care if it's 20%.
Why not 30%?
I don't care if it's 20%.
Why shouldn't 40% of people be able to force 70% of people to live the way they want.
Only because they're right in this instance.
It's not forcing them to live the way they want.
It is.
You can still send money to the EU if you want to.
Well, I'm glad to see that Scotland and London are both talking about returning to the EU and leaving Great Britain.
By seceding from Great Britain.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm for that, too.
Yep.
Let's break all this crap apart and get it down to the lowest common denominator, which is the individual who should be able to make up their mind. When two people can tell one person what to do, it's immoral and it's wrong.
I agree.
Well, but are you really telling someone they can't do something by saying you can't support this criminal gang?
You can support
them. Committing, but you can't.
You can give them all the money you want. In fact, if you want, you can even follow all their regulations. The article from, I forget where it was, we were early reading, it was the Daily Mail, said that there was like 70% of the regulations in Great Britain are from the EU. If you want to keep jumping through all those regulatory hoops and say, hey, we're over here at this company, we're still following all the EU regulations because we're waving that EU flag here. We want to be part of the EU and we're paying all our taxes like we used to.
That happens in the United States. California is big enough that when it makes rules, other states have to follow. The catalytic converter was first introduced in California, and now I don't know how many states require it, but I can tell you that they've all got it because, you know, car companies want to sell cars in California. So that absolutely happens. But expect quickly for the regulatory burden in Great Britain to shoot right up, because as the politicians bow to the whims of the voters who want regulations in many cases, because what this...
Yeah, these aren't freedom fighters.
No, they're not. They're people that are like, hey, you know, there's immigrants coming in here and I don't like it.
Those are some of those people. There may be some freedom fighters supporting secession.
Sure, there's a lot of them.
I wouldn't say there's a lot of them. Britain's a statist hellhole.
I'm not talking as a percentage of the population. A lot is a number that is likely above six.
They have a handful of anarchists in Britain.
A handful.
Yeah.
If you do.
It's not swinging the vote by
and
any
And not all
means.
Of those anarchists, by any means, are voluntarist anarchists.
Well, then I'm not counting them as anarchists.
Could be anarchist communists, for instance.
They're just window breakers.
So what else, though? There are other places in the EU that are now, you know, individuals there are saying they're feeling emboldened by the vote in Great Britain, according to a story at the Telegraph, telegraph.co.uk. Voters in France, Italy, and the Netherlands are demanding their own votes on EU membership as the continent faces a contagion of referendums. EU leaders fear a string of copycat polls could tear the organization apart as leaders come under pressure to emulate David Cameron and hold votes. It came as German business leaders handed a considerable boost to the Leave campaign by saying it would be, quote, very, very foolish, unquote, to deny the UK a free trade deal after Brexit.
I've just got breaking news here. Off of Facebook, the UK has voted to leave Epcot.
Okay.
That's good stuff. Come on.
Marcus Kerr, what is... I mean, that's a Disney park, right?
Yes, it's a Disney park, dude.
Okay. I mean, I remember there was like some Michael Jackson thing at Epcot.
The Captain EO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about all I remember.
He's bad.
What is Epcot? It's like some sort of UN thing? Is it all about different countries or what?
It's just an amusement park that has like stuff from around the world.
Okay.
And, you know, I guess the idea is that UK might leave it.
Okay. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on the way here about other countries possibly leaving.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acid. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Is the party over for the European Union? Has the beginning of the end begun here? The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. If you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And you can do that for $5 per month. And that's money that we invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country by advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, bringing new listeners on board via the internet, via satellite signals. And you can help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, the news after the results of the vote in Great Britain, of the Britons voting to leave the European Union, is that now voters in several other countries, there's actually two different stories here, one from the Telegraph, the other from the Express in the UK, voters in France, Italy, and the Netherlands are demanding their own votes on European Union membership. German leaders handed a considerable boost to the Leave campaign in Britain, saying it'll be very foolish.
That's the Italeave campaign.
To deny the, what's the Italeave campaign?
They're talking about leaving. It's the Italeave campaign.
Oh, it didn't make that clear. I thought they were referring to Britain.
No, no, they're referring to Britain, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
You're confusing me.
I know.
They said it would be very, very foolish. It is Italian. There are some people in Italy who do
right,
want
to leave.
Right, that's
the Italian leave campaign, yeah.
Right, but what they're talking about here is the British leave campaign in the story.
No, that's the Brexit campaign. Get it right, for God's sake.
You are
it's
really
right there
confusing.
In front of you.
Marcus Kerber, the head of the BDI, which represents German industry, said that the 1970s-style trade barriers would result in job losses in Germany. Quote, imposing trade barriers, imposing protectionist measures between our two countries or between the two political centers, the European Union on the one hand and the UK on the other, would be a very, very foolish thing in the 21st century. Now, I don't know if those are necessarily going to be the case, that there are going to be trade barriers erected between Great Britain and Germany as a result of leaving the EU.
Well, at this point, there's nothing.
Right. That seems very speculative.
It could be that there is, but the membership in the EU guarantees that there isn't. So this is what they're referring to.
So they're scared of what might happen.
Well, I think what they're doing is they're trying to preempt anything bad from happening and saying, hey, let's not get all punitive here and go after the Brits on this. Let's just, you know, let's just have some free trade. It'll do everybody some good.
In Italy, the anti-establishment five-star movement on Tuesday declared it would demand a referendum on the euro. The party wants the euro to be split, one for the rich north and one for the south. Beppe Grillo, the party's leader, has called for a full referendum on EU membership, saying that, quote, the mere fact that a country like Great Britain is holding a referendum on whether to leave the EU signals the failure of the European Union, unquote. Five-star won 19 out of 20 mayoral elections on Sunday, including in Rome and Turin, a major blow to the Prime Minister of Italy. In France, Marine Le Pen, the Front National leader, last night called for France to have its own referendum on the, quote, decaying, unquote, EU, saying further, I would vote for Brexit even if I think that France has 1,000 more reasons to leave than the UK, she said. In the Netherlands, polls show a majority of voters want a referendum on membership, and the voters are evenly split, once again, on over whether to stay or go. But that's not all. According to the story here, there's also...
So what this is likely to do, Ian, is, yep. is to cause the EU to look at whatever the policies are that upset people greatly. There was, I think it was a Princeton study, where here in the United States, they looked at what the public support was for a given initiative and what the political, you know, what the likelihood of that passing or failing was. And what they showed was that there is no relationship, zero relationship between what the public wants and what the government does. If
right.
the EU gets, and the EU is not a democratic organization as in the people, it's democratic as in the states. So if the EU gets information from its member states via member states exiting that people are unhappy, mm-hmm. it is more likely to react to that.
How much more, though? I mean, I understand your what argument you're making here, but just think about how governments work. I mean, they don't
as
exactly...
as long as the people want bad policies, they'll get them. If they want good policies, they will not.
Well, right. So when you look at the way
but
government...
But people want lots of bad policies, Ian.
I understand that. But when you look at the way government works, I mean, what you're suggesting here is that they'll be somehow, you know, whipped into shape by these countries leaving the EU. When you look at the way government works, they take their sweet time with everything. It takes forever.
The Brexit's going to take 2 years from
right.
what you're reading.
It takes forever for things to change. And remember that the government is barely subject to market signals. So when you contact a
they
company.
They got one today.
They got one.
It's not subject to market signals in the way that we would understand them, but it's subject to kind of the market of tax cattle, and if they're about to lose a lot of their tax base and a lot of their slave base, that's the kind of that's not really a market signal how we would understand a market, but it's a signal that they would react to.
Yeah,
I would also say that Grover Norquist would claim that you're mistaken, that the government doesn't get market signals. The guy from
they barely get market signals.
Okay.
You didn't let me finish what I was going to say. The government only occasionally gets signals from the market, and they're confusing signals at best. When somebody votes for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, that's not a signal saying that...
No.
That's hold on. It's not a signal from the voter saying, Donald Trump, this is what I think is important, and this is what I want you to do when you get elected. No, it's I'm voting for you. And Donald Trump can interpret that however he wants to. He can interpret that as, oh, the voters love me. They love every single word that comes out of my mouth.
I'm pretty sure he interprets it that way.
Or he can interpret it as, well, you know, these voters think different things, and I'm just going to do what I want anyway, so screw them. You know, he can interpret it however he wants to, because it's not a specific signal. They only get the most basic of information, and that is that, well, the voters liked you enough to vote for you, which means that they hated you less yep. than the other person.
Well, that signals from voting, and voting is in no way a market.
Well, okay, I'm trying to liken what the government experiences to market signals. In the marketplace, we get signals all the time. When a customer's upset, they might contact you and let you know what your employee did wrong or what you did wrong. You'll get that feedback directly from the customer. And you can get that if you're a large company. You can get a bunch of signals like that every single day. Buying and selling and, you know, the prices and, you know, what goes on in the stores. These are constant signals. Government ignores any kind of feedback from people except at voting time.
Well, but I would argue that the government does respond to feedback from its customers. Its customers just aren't the same as its population.
That's true. Right. So the government is more likely to respond to the military-industrial complex and what they want
right,
than
the voters.
Right,
but that's who its customers really are.
Yeah, I think that's true. But still, the government moves slowly even on responding
right.
to whatever those signals might be. And when it comes to voters, you're only giving it a signal once every 2 or 4 years. So really, the government just kind of does whatever it is they want to because they know most people will forget what it was that they did 3 or 4 years ago by the time the next election comes
when
along.
When voters get together in blocks, lobbying groups like the military-industrial complex and other big groups, they do have some effect. So the American Taxpayers Union, or whatever it is that Grover Norquist runs, has been very effective in keeping politicians that have signed his No New Tax pledge in line. Very effective. Now, I'm not going to claim that, you know, you've got to organize in different ways. We've been taught all through civics class that voting is something, it does something. I think it does something. It's a form of communication.
It's a poor form.
Poor form of communication.
So a little bit more here about some of the countries leaving. Another one, Denmark. The leader of the far-right Danish People's Party says Denmark should now follow Britain's lead and hold a referendum on its membership. Party leader Christian Thulesen Dahl said if the Danish parliament cannot agree on reforms with the EU, a referendum could give Denmark a new opportunity. He said, quote, if a majority in parliament for some reason will not be involved in this, why not ask the Danes in a referendum to decide the case? So multiple countries within the EU, people talking more seriously now than ever about leaving, and hopefully we'll see a bunch of them go. But what about the United States? Is it going to be Texas? Is it going to be New Hampshire leaving the union here?
What's that called?
Who's first in the U.S.?
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At adamandeve.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here toll-free. 855-453. The Brexit was a success this week. I gotta say, I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I know the polls in advance said it was a close call. They said that in Scotland as well, when Scotland was looking at leaving Great Britain. Ultimately, that failed. But I was a pleasant surprise that the majority of people voted for this, and a large amount of people did actually vote for this. Mark, you're saying you wished it was a larger margin. I understand that, but still the principle that you were objecting to earlier still applies. Whether it's 60 or 70%, it's still a group of people deciding for others how they, you know, have to live.
I think it's funny that in the wake of Great Britain giving Scotland all kinds of trouble about its vote to leave,
yeah,
that then votes to leave. And right, we're supposed to all respect that.
Well, I think it's just funny that Britain, of all countries, is voting to leave a parent country in the first place.
You're right. You know, the country that has invaded most of the globe. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, there's a time for everything. I guess people can change and whatever. Either way, I hope Scotland can now finally secede from Great Britain. If the motivation to have Scotland leave is finally that they want to join the EU, then, you know, best of luck to them. They still have to do both things. They can't do them both at once, I presume. So Scotland would have to leave Great Britain, and then ultimately under whatever the government would exist or whatever it would look like after they leave Great Britain, they would then have to vote to get into the European Union or the Scottish Parliament or whoever it is that makes those decisions would have to do that. And maybe Scotland would figure out that leaving Great Britain was a good idea, and then they might decide that joining the EU isn't such a good idea because they like having their own autonomy and control over their own lives to some extent. Not to say that, you know, the state is a good thing. Again, want to put that disclaimer out there. I don't support the idea of the state, but unfortunately we live in a world where most people believe in that particular concept, and so we're stuck with
reality.
It. Yeah,
if they want to have one instead of two, that's an improvement.
I agree. Fewer states is better.
What I want this to do is I wanted to teach the European Union that, look, the more rules, regulations, and all that other stuff you come up with, the less people are going to want to play with you. And now that Great Britain's done it, other countries are wanting to do it too. And I guess I'm fine with that. If it doesn't figure out, because if what it was a free trade zone, that's what it was sort of originally pitched as, a free trade zone. And that's good. I like zones where everybody can trade freely. Now, you shouldn't have to have a lot of paperwork to do that. Should be,
right.
Hey, here's a zone, and you
trade.
Can not charge any tariffs for any member states. That should be all it says. Period.
Right.
End of story. Now, then they add in the euro, and they eliminate things like the lira, the drachma, and other currencies, which frankly were crappy, and the mark, which not as crappy. And Britain didn't yet want to get rid of its pound, didn't have to, was allowed to join the European Union and keep the pound sterling. So, you know, hopefully what this does is provide better customer service, because that's what we are. We as individuals are customers to some extent. That's what the pitch is of these organizations that claim to serve us. Now, they don't act like it very much, but every once in a while they need to be beaten back into the cage. And I think today they did.
Well, I don't know if anybody's been beaten back into a cage.
They're not feeling high and mighty. How do you think they would have felt today?
You mean the EU bosses?
Yeah. How do you think the EU, how do you think anybody in any government anywhere would have felt today if it had been 48-52 the other direction? Well, looks like we can do whatever the hell we want and get away with it.
That's true.
So every time one of these organizations gets a little kick in the teeth, because remember, they still have to nominally function from a democratic standpoint. That's what they say. They say, well, we're democracies, and we go around blowing up people that aren't. So they have to bend to a democratic vote when they don't rig it, and it doesn't look like they did this time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. So, you know, I mean, I celebrate this much. But
yeah, I think you're right, Mark, that you know, the fact that voters did vote overall to leave, when you dig down, you find out that there are these areas. I think it was Scotland was one of them. The city of London was another one, if I'm not mistaken, that where it was actually a majority of voters voting to stay. And so that's why you're seeing so many people who are upset saying, well, you know, if you're going to leave the EU, then we're going to leave Great Britain. And so if this is galvanizing support, because more support for secession because the secessionists ultimately want to join back up with the EU, I still support that. So you can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The text-it idea has already been getting kicked around more. It, according to Rusty, who called earlier, was trending out there on, I presume, Twitter. That's where things tend to trend, right, is Twitter. Anyway, he had said that a lot of people were talking about text-it. I've seen it popping up on social media. We've also got New Hampshire activists promoting New Hampshire or NH-exit. What was it? New Hampshire exit.
Okay, or New Exit. New Hexit.
New Hexit.
New Hexit or New Hampshire exit.
NH exit as well. So all of those things are out there. I know Dave Ridley went and registered nhexit.com. There's not really anything there yet except for a placeholder, but there's a new group on Facebook. Of course, we've got the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence that has been working for a few years towards advancing these ideas. But I think what's most important now is those politicians that we talked about earlier, who are generally so cowardly as far as, you know, they don't want to lead the way on these things. But now that there has actually been some form of an actual, you know, indicator of success for these ideas, that people are interested in secession, maybe we'll finally find some politicians who are willing to introduce something, because that's what it's going to take. There's got to be somebody in politics, like here in New Hampshire or Texas or wherever, who says, All right. Well, they've licked their finger, they've stuck it up in the wind, and they've determined that there's enough wind blowing towards the idea of secession to where they're willing to risk a little political capital on it, risk their potential future reelection on this, and put forth some sort of legislation to authorize a similar vote here in whatever state it is.
Now, when you say when I think about the EU and their reaction to Great Britain, I suspect it will be significantly softer than it would be for Luxembourg if Luxembourg decided to secede.
Okay.
Do you understand why?
Because Great Britain is an economic powerhouse?
It's an economic powerhouse. And in the same way, I suspect the United States government would probably be a lot gentler with Texas or California if they decided to secede than it would be with, I don't know, New Hampshire. That's just a guess on my part. So I would like to see, it's not that I'm against, nullifying federal laws, and I think that's where it needs to start. I think we need to send information back to Washington. One issue at a time that, hey, we're not putting up with this crap. I know, Ian, but you're not going to get what you want anyway.
Well, they got it in Great Britain.
If there was a vote today, New Hampshire wouldn't secede.
I don't know about that.
Okay, well, you
should pay
for a poll then.
Well, I'm not going to, because I've actually gone out and I've talked to people in New Hampshire about secession, and I think the results were actually pretty positive. Melanie, you went out and you handed out some Foundation for New Hampshire independence flyers last year, like right after you moved here, I think it was.
I moved in November. That was last year.
Okay, you were visiting. You were visiting at the time.
Yeah, I didn't get any negative reaction. Well, no, I got like two, I got two people hand me it back.
Right.
But I wasn't really staying with people long enough to actually talk to them.
Yeah,
I don't think they really looked at it before they just walked away. A lot of the people, I think, thought that I was working with the baseball field.
That's right. We've been handing out secessionist flyers at the Independence Day baseball game that they have here in Keene for the last few years. And Melody did a great job last year doing that. But I've also done it at the county fair, where more people would stop and look at it. And, man, when they would see the idea
of... You had a booth that was essentially dedicated to the idea of New Hampshire seceding, right?
Well, I had the Shire Society declaration, which is a personal declaration.
Yeah, it's a declaration of secession from...
For an
individual.
And there was one year where we ran out of Bitcoin cards and we were doing a Bitcoin booth, and so I handed out a bunch of flyers to a large crowd of people. But every time I've ever done the New Hampshire Independence flyering, I get a lot of wide eyes and, like, smiles. People, when they read it, they realize what they're reading over, what the ideas are, and a big smile comes across their face, and, you know, they'll say something positive or whatever. I don't know, Mark. I mean, I think you're probably right. Just right out the gate, it probably wouldn't pan out. But I think there's a higher percentage of people in New Hampshire that would support it than maybe you realize.
Getting a lot of positive feedback from people who are walking up to a booth that says New Hampshire and it doesn't say secession.
No. I was just handing them out just wholesale to people walking by, like without them even knowing anything about the booth.
Okay.
I can tell you this. As a group, citizens as a group, or people as a group, support the ideas of secession and independence at a far greater rate than their politicians do. And that's true in Great Britain, and that's true around the world. And politicians need to realize that.
855-450-FREE. Join us. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a 3-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.